Welcome to Energy in Action. I'm your host, Marcy Young, and as a Mito patient myself, I appreciate you and the community you've helped us to build. This podcast honors the triumphs and struggles of patients and families affected by this disease and celebrates the work being done by doctors and researchers every day to make it a safer world for our people. We are a support group and a podcast focusing on all things related to mitochondrial disease. Welcome to another episode of Energy in Action. I am joined with a friend of Mito Action, Alex Salser. Some of you may know her. She's very involved in Mito Action. She's been on Energy in Action before as a guest, and I've loved talking to her. And she has some big news to share with us. She's hit a new milestone in her life. Tell us a little, Alex. What's new with you?
Yes, what's new with me? Pretty much an entire life season change. I just graduated college and entering the real adulting land. So,
oh, congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
It's a milestone for anyone, on top of the fact that you had some health issues while you were in school that kind of were some setbacks from time to time.
Yes, you know, I strive to not let my LCHAD bring me down, and I really fight for the quality of life and the life that I want to live. And so many hospitalizations, but I was there in the hospital bed working on my schoolwork and made it happen in 3 years. So.
Oh my gosh, I have the chills. I'm so happy. I really hope that you can be an inspiration to our mitochondrial community. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you. I hope to bring inspiration and hope to people, and so that they know that they can do it too.
Yeah, totally. Well, today we are talking about a support group that you head up. So let's get into it. She runs a support group called Our Space, and it is through Mito Action, and it is a phenomenal group of people really supporting each other in some very important topics regarding every aspect of their lives. So, Alex, tell us a little bit about the podcast and, you know, where the idea came from. Tell us how it all came to be.
Yes. So I have been volunteering with Mito Action for a while now, and have always loved the support element of these, you know, support organizations. And specifically, Mito Action started a couple of support groups when it comes to people with mitochondrial disorders, as well as specifically fatty acid oxidation disorder support calls. And it really is a special thing to be able to talk with someone who understands what it's like to live this journey. And it's such a rare and special opportunity to talk to someone else who understands. So I was brainstorming one day with some of the Mito Action team, and I think it was just brought to my attention that, you know, we don't have a support call specifically for young adults, and we're kind of this rising group, and we also need support too. And what about having our own space for that? So that's kind of how the support call for specifically young adults with mitochondrial diseases started.
So do you work with a specific age range in the support group? Do you, if you feel like you fit in, are you welcome to join? How do you work with that?
Yes. So the target age range is 18 to 30. I would say we are not super tight about the age range because we have several young 30s that come to our support call, and we're all talking about the same things. We're talking about relationships, dating, family, friendship relationships. We're talking about career, jobs, insurance, as well as school, college, education. So all the things that come with coming of age. And honestly, there's not a specific number to it in terms of facing all of these challenges. And on top of it, we have some sort of mitochondrial or fatty acid oxidation issue that is just an added layer to all of those things. And it just, it honestly complicates all of those areas of our lives. But it's super.
All of what you just mentioned.
Yes. And so it's honestly a great space for people to come together to encourage and support each other, but come and ask questions, come with advice. It's just a really unique space and I really enjoy it. And there's really nothing else like it.
That's awesome. So how often do you meet?
So we meet on the third Tuesdays of the month at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central time for about an hour and a half. Sometimes we just get to chatting longer. It just depends.
How many people typically attend the support groups?
You know, it does vary. Sometimes it's just me and my bestie on there, whoever that is, or several people. Honestly, it's a great conversation either way. I love to see whoever wants to pop on. I'm there and I'm ready for conversation. And I love getting to see people over time because you can check in with different things that are going on. And, you know, get the updates on how things are going. And in between the calls, sometimes we'll email or text to get the more, you know, frequent life updates and honestly build friendships from it.
So you do all keep in touch beyond the support group?
I think in some ways people choose to get connected to certain people that they relate to. I've connected several people through email or messaging. I've reached out to certain people for support, as well as people I've known as friends for a long time that have started joining the call. So it's just kind of a special network, and love to connect whoever wants to connect because we're all there living the journey.
There's something so special about making a connection with someone who also has this rare disease, because it's so hard to live our lives. We don't meet people in our natural lives who also deal with this, most likely, you know?
Right, yeah.
So you've created a space that is so important.
Yes, I hope so. I really hope people who attend truly get a lot out of it, and it is something that the community finds important.
So when you start each session, do you have conversation starters or do you just kind of go with it?
I'm very much a go with the flow kind of person. Sometimes if something's happening in my life, I will kind of have that at the forefront, whether that's a dating question or a family member, you know, situation. I'm happy to, you know, ask people how they've dealt with similar situations. And we get into the specifics, and truly, I don't know if I would have thought about all the things that people come in and ask questions about, even about physical therapy and different strategies there. Because when you age out of pediatrics in pretty much any area, it's really a wild, wild west a little bit, because it's really have very little guidelines to begin with. And then in the adult world as well, we have even less. So we can kind of really branch out into our ideas and strategies and I would go with the flow, but at the same time, people do come with questions, and I'm happy to explore all the different avenues.
Have you ever met anyone from the support group in person? Like, have you done any in-person meetups?
I think a lot of us are spread out throughout the states, and I mean, it's definitely open international as well. I know the time frame may be a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Through conferences, I've actually been able to meet people that I've only met via the support call. And so that's always a special thing, getting pictures of people like, I've seen you on the Zoom, you know. And
yeah.
So, and then some people like you see in person and you're like, hey, I know you. And they're like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know all these things about you. And they're like, that's so weird, because like we've only known each other on Zoom, but you know all this stuff about me. I'm like, yeah, I remember stuff, you know. And It's just a blast. And yeah, I mean, I wish we could all hang out because it's just such a cool group if, you know, we were all in a similar geographical area, but unfortunately we're not. But that's the awesomeness of support calls is because it can bring us all together, even if we are spread out.
Right. I think about that so much, like for my mom, when she was really struggling with mitochondrial disease. And, you know, we didn't know of any of this stuff. She wasn't familiar with any nonprofit that supported, you know, mitochondrial disease. Heck, most of her life, she didn't even know she had mitochondrial disease. I wonder what it could have done for her, you know, emotionally speaking and intrinsically, you know, making her feel less alone. You know, it can be so isolating, and I would have loved to have, you know, pushed her to do something like this, you know, maybe for a group of women, you know, in their 50s or whatever the case would be, whatever the grouping would work best. But I think she could have really benefited from it. I know I benefit from meeting everyone doing the podcast and talking about, you know, all aspects of mitochondrial disease through the podcast. And it really makes me feel a heck of a lot less alone.
Absolutely.
So I think it's hugely beneficial to everyone.
Yes, it's definitely isolating to walk this journey. And I feel like in the young adult world, you know, we can have some people who are living on their own, as well as people who are just zooming in from the hospital. You know, it's like we're here to be with you wherever you are, whether you're living on your own independently and you have this career, or you're still like me, stuck at home, you know, living with the parents, but still navigating the adult world and what those next steps might look like. And so I definitely love these support calls and making it not feel so isolating, for sure.
So if I'm listening right now and I'm a good candidate for the support group, or maybe my child is a good candidate, what should I do? You know, how can I find the information?
Yes. So definitely closer to the times of the support calls, there is a Facebook page with MitoAction that posts the information and the links on there. There is a way to register on mitoaction.org. You know, there's a support calls tab, and under there we have ours. It's called Our Space. It's for the young adults. And so don't be shy. Come register, and I'm happy to meet you or your child and, you know, who are young adults, but we're rocking and rolling, thriving still. I'm not an expert in everything. You know, I have been in this space for a while, and I love people. I love the connection of other people with mitochondrial issues. I think we just speak our own language. And whenever you are in a support call together and you have someone else who understands that language, it is just so much peace comes from that.
Awesome. So we'll include a link to what you just described in our show notes. And I really encourage everyone to take advantage of these opportunities. The connections that you can make are so beneficial. And especially even if maybe you're not in crisis right now and you feel good, that's a great time to kind of make these connections and grow friendships. And then the next time you are in crisis, you're going to have these relationships that weren't there before that will hopefully make life a little easier for you.
Yeah, I, you know, love everything that you mentioned, and I hope people really do get something out of it.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for telling us about the group. And please get involved if you're listening and it sounds like a good option for you. And we'll include in the show notes again how you can log on to the group and be a part of this support group called Our Space. And Alex, good luck with everything now that you're a college grad.
Yes.
And you're starting an internship in the next couple weeks.
Yes. Thank you so much. You know, I've loved to have the opportunity to let people know about this.
Thank you for being here, Alex.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us. I encourage you to browse other Energy in Action podcast episodes. I am so inspired by the resilience of those in previous episodes, and I know you will be too.